Well, now the government is coming under increasing pressure to introduce mandatory quarantine for travellers coming into this country. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, told the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning that NPHET had previously asked for mandatory quarantine for international travellers. However, he said NPHET are not the experts on what is possible, but that travel still poses a very serious risk to the suppression of the disease and should be avoided. Well, earlier I spoke to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney. I began by asking him, was it now time for mandatory quarantine, at least for those who arrive in this country without a negative COVID test?
Well, look, I mean, we've looked at that issue repeatedly over the last 9 months, and you know, drawn the conclusion that it's much more difficult to do than the benefit that it might derive. So we haven't decided to go down that road. Having said that, you know, we have changed the conditions around international travel really quite significantly in the last number of weeks. And some people might know that, but you cannot arrive in Ireland now, either by air or by sea, without having a negative PCR test in the previous 72 hours. And if you do, you know, you'll be talking to the guards, and you could be fined up to €2,500. So it is now in Irish law that to arrive in Ireland, you have to have a negative PCR test, and that includes Irish people coming home. And over the last week, which is how long this has been in and working, there is very, very strong compliance. I mean, only about 80 people have come through our airports who haven't had a valid PCR test.
But they were able to continue on. They were cautioned by Gardaí, and they may well face prosecution, but they were allowed to continue on into the country.
Yeah, and that's because we don't have the legal entitlement to hold somebody in the airport indefinitely. But I mean, don't forget, those people are now being asked to restrict their movement. The guards may well follow up now in terms of a prosecution. And you know, it is less than 1% of people coming through our airports now, which is predominantly Dublin, because international travel has been restricted so much. Less than 1% of people don't have a PCR test, and improving all the time. We're also working with the airlines, who are getting much stricter about denying boarding to people who don't have a PCR test, making it very clear to them what they're required by Irish law when they arrive in Dublin.
Yes, but what about that follow-up? Because even if you have the negative test, you're supposed to self-isolate for 14 days, but people aren't being followed up. We know that less than 10% who filled up these passenger locator forms in the first week of December were successfully followed up with a phone call.
Yeah, and we're looking at that issue because, of course, you know, for 10 months now, you know, we have asked people to restrict their movement when they come here, effectively go into self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Lots of people do that. Some people probably don't do that, and we need to be following up to make sure that people do.
But is it good enough to be saying?
We're also advising from some countries that people would take a second test 5 days after they arrive in Ireland, if they're coming from parts of the world where, you know, we believe there's a higher risk. We can also, for example, look at new visa requirements from parts of the world that have other strains of the virus. And we're looking at the viability now of whether we can introduce new visa requirements from South Africa, from Brazil, and potentially some other parts of the world as well. So, you know, international travel is under very active consideration in my department, in the Department of Transport,
yes,
and in the Department
of
Taoiseach.
But is it, Minister, good enough to, 10 months into this pandemic, to still be looking at some of these issues? Mary Favier from the Irish College of GPs has been talking about this. She says it's demoralising, it's dispiriting for healthcare workers to see people coming into the country and not self-isolating.
If you look at our performance in relation to international travel through the first wave, through the second wave, you know, actually Ireland took a much more cautious approach to international travel than most other EU countries. I mean, don't forget, many other EU countries had a tourist season last year, and they suffered in terms of the second wave as a result of that.
NPHET is saying in a correspondence to the government that a pre-travel test alone, which is what we've been talking about, is not a sufficiently robust system for the prevention of disease importation. They want to see even more done.
Yeah, and we're looking at other alternatives. That's a conversation that's taking place right across the European Union. The Taoiseach would have been in a European Council meeting yesterday discussing this very issue. And that's why we are looking at the potential use of increased visa requirements. That's why we are looking at, for example, the possibility of requiring mandatory quarantine for people who arrive without a PCR test, on top of the the potential legal consequences in terms of fines. So there are things we can do. We're looking at them.
And will that have to be done on a Europe-wide basis? Because Angela Merkel at that summit was looking for EU member states to move in concert on this.
Well, I mean, that would be the ideal. But, you know, I mean, at the moment, we can't even move in concert on this island, north and south, together. So, you know, I think it's very difficult to get agreement across the European Union from every country because, you know, countries have done different things on international travel. Mm-hmm. Some of the restrictions have worked, some of them haven't. But I mean, ideally, yes, we'd like the European Union collectively together to be taking action.
And when you
just like we would like ourselves and our counterparts in the executive in Northern Ireland to also be doing more together in terms of international travel, because of course it's still possible to fly, for example, from London into Belfast, yeah, and drive down south across the border.
And when you
that's
say,
an issue that we've discussed many, many times with our counterparts in Northern Ireland, and we continue to work with them on.
And when you say that the current lockdown will continue well into February, is that actually at the optimistic end of all of this, that we could be facing lockdown perhaps up to St. Patrick's Day?
I think it's too early to say that. I mean, we will give as much certainty as we can next week on Tuesday after Cabinet. And we'll spend many hours this weekend preparing for that to try to get it right. But of course, people want as much certainty as we can give them. And that's a big priority for us. But, you know, we just don't know how the strains that are in Ireland at the moment are going to behave. We don't know how successful the current restrictions will be in February in terms of reducing the numbers. What we do know is that as long as we have over 2,000 people testing positive per day, and as long as our health system is under the pressure that it's under right now, we can't ease restrictions. Mm. And I think we need to be honest with people on that.
Okay. On special schools and their reopening, should schools themselves be allowed to make their own decision on whether they reopen or not?
Well, look, I mean, that's really a matter for the trade unions, I think. I mean, certainly, I think it was very clear this week what the government wanted to do. What our public health team advised was possible. And really, you know, what the government would like is for us all to be effectively taking the advice of public health experts in terms of trying to ensure that teachers are safe in the environment that they work in, and also special needs children get the structure and support that they will benefit from.
Okay. Minister, this week there's a new president in the White House, one who makes no secret of his personal ties to this country. You say that President Biden's inaugural address on Wednesday is a welcome change of tone and direction from the United States. What direction do you think now the United States is headed in under Biden?
Oh, well, look, I mean, I think it's a complete change of direction, not just for U.S. politics, but mainly but also for global politics. You know, the approach of President Biden on climate change, on the World Health Organization, on multilateralism in the U.N., on transatlantic relations, on the defense of human rights and the promotion of democracy around the world. You know, I think we are likely to see a very different foreign policy direction, one that's much closer to Irish thinking. And while, of course, it was my job and the government's job to make sure that we had a good and functioning relationship with the Trump administration, because it's always important for Ireland and the US to have a close relationship, I think it'll be much easier now with the Biden administration that I think share our values and our approach to global politics and multilateralism to be able to get things done. And, you know, I hope to be able to travel despite all of the restrictions of the pandemic. I hope to be able to travel to Washington soon to build relationships with many of the Irish Americans that are part of this administration and will be very influential. People like John Kerry and Samantha Power, the new Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, is somebody who will want to see a much warmer relationship transatlantic between the EU and the US. And obviously, Ireland can be pivotal in that relationship. So there's a lot of work to do here, but I think it makes that work a lot easier when we share a very similar approach, I think, to the Biden administration
and
on many of these crucial issues.
And of course, St. Patrick's Day, a day when this country has unique access to the White House. Will the visit happen this year, do you think?
I think it will. But we have to figure out how we do St. Patrick's Day this year safely. I mean, as we know, you know, parades have already been cancelled. We will reach out in the most appropriate way we can and the most impactful way we can, obviously being sensitive to public health perspectives in terms of a global pandemic. But St. Patrick's Day is an extraordinary and unique opportunity that Ireland has. We make the most of it every year. And I have no doubt that the interaction between the Taoiseach and the new Irish-American president in the White House will have a very close and detailed interaction over that period.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, speaking to us earlier.